Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. We're starting right on time tonight, and it is yet another review. It is
Ben's definitely not throwing a tantrum for being late. Nope.
We have review number two of Ben Month. Review numero dos.
Numero dos.
Two reviews. Let's see if TJ can knock this one out of the park like he did last week. All right. Brendan and I will go. We'll turn. I was going to say go on mute, but we'll turn our volume all the way down. Let me remove this. Let's Ben, give me a full screen. I think it goes black on
it. Straight.
But we can see you and hear you, so it's working. Yeah, don't let the darkness scare you there. All right, I'm muting you.
Volume down.
Am I good to go? Volume's down. You're not here anymore. All right, gents. This week we have a unique pick. This is the return to form by me, high proof. This is 120 proof, but also budgety. How about Kirkland? Single. Oh, no. They can see me.
What an idiot. What a dummy.
Guys.
What an idiot.
We didn't say we're turning our cameras off.
I can't see myself.
We have to watch you.
I can't see myself.
We have to watch you.
I get so distracted.
We have to watch you to know when to come back on screen.
Well, you can't keep watching. I can't focus. I can't even see myself.
All right, so let's just review the Kirkland product that Ben just flashed on the screen.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare. This is going to be a good bottle.
Yeah, probably
Ben,
Ben,
I thought it was the – when I first smelled it and tasted it, I thought it was like a high-end Wild Turkey product.
I was going to say Wild Turkey 1.
I hate you guys.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess too, TJ. It smelled like that. The taste was a little shinier and younger, but that's what I was going to – that was going to be my clubhouse leader. You hate us? You hate us? You think this is our fault somehow?
Yes. I blame you guys.
For the people listening,
I blame
to the
my
podcast,
computer for blacking out my screen.
For the people who are listening, Ben flashed the bottle of bourbon.
I love when he flashes it.
He whipped it out and flashed it, and we all saw
it's
it.
It's a big one.
While we had it in our mouths.
I'm so upset on this.
I can't believe you did that. This was a hitter.
This is a unknown hitter. And I'm so mad at you.
All right, we're going to have to review it knowing that it's a piece of shit now. So
it's
that's
not.
Unfortunately hurt. Well, there's only one way to find out. It could have been blind, but you messed that up. All right.
Jeez, what a disaster this show is.
Ben ruined
myself, TJ Pittenger.
Okay, Ben, cheers. tell us about the bottle, since you were telling everybody else about it, but now we can actually hear about it.
Anyway.
He showed it to us, and it took him like 3 seconds to realize
this
that
is regrettable. Single barrel, Kirkland. It's hard to find. Not hard to find. It just came out once, and it went away. It sold really quickly. But I've seen them restocking in Costco's. Anyway, dang it. So upset. This is a product by Barton, so it should be like 1792 foolproof. Let's see if the guys can guess 1792 foolproof.
Is this a
Wild Turkey the one is my guess.
This is the bottle and bond, or this is the high-end one?
This is the single barrel, 120 proof.
So here's a question. Do you just want us to go to bottle number two now, and we can just record something else?
No, because you don't have bottle number two.
No, I think this is – let's ride Ben just screwing it up for everyone.
All right, on the nose on this, I like the nose here.
I do too.
The nose is good. It's a little toasty.
That's what I said. Yes, it's classic bourbon. Like it's got the nice vanilla notes, caramel, but a little bit like raisin as well. So it's unique. I got a little nuttiness, a little shiny. But yeah, man, this is a really solid nose. I thought it was a toasted bourbon, TJ.
I did too. I was leaning toward that. I was thinking it was the Wild Turkey Masters Keep One as well.
Yeah.
But it's nice. Like you said, it's a classic bourbon. Ton of vanilla, ton of oak, ton of caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting any rye. I'm not getting any kind of fruity.
No.
No, it's
no
classic,
cherry.
Yeah, classic bourbon.
The raisin and the icing kind of made me think Wild Turkey too, because I don't think it like a cinnamon bun with Wild Turkey. That's kind of what I got on this. So
very sweet.
Yeah.
It's a pleasant nose. I like it.
It's a good nose. Okay, on the taste.
Ben, do you want to talk about the nose?
No, nose is fine.
I hope he's in a bad mood all day.
I'm giving this a 10. This is getting a 10. Be prepared.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to jump ahead, but I love the finish on it. It's lip smacking good.
Yeah, we're on taste.
Okay, on taste. very, very. The char level on it comes out pretty profoundly to me. Like, I get this like nice smoky note throughout it, not overwhelmingly so. It's just really complimentary to like the sweet vanilla, the oakiness of it. Just yeah, that char is very prevalent. A lot of char.
I get a little bit of like, there's definitely some shininess to it. Like, there's definitely younger characteristics. You know, a little bit sharper notes as opposed to everything rounded off. So I think the youngness comes through a little bit here. Not on the palate, though. The youth. I think it's the mostly on the it's mostly on the
finish palate.
No, it's kind of just like on the tongue.
Oh,
You know, the drinking experience.
The taste is what made me think that it wasn't the Wild Turkey one, even though that was probably what I still would have leaned towards going through and not knowing it was in your collection. Yeah. Because it is a little younger, but it's not unpleasant by any means. It's this could use a little bit more time, I guess. But I like it. It's got this nice. I guess there's a lot of oak elements to it. The vanilla, just the actual woodiness, and the char.
Oak. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's probably with the age again. What we're getting.
Not bad though. I remember we did the review on all three of these.
And I think this drink is better favorite. Than on the review. I think this is better than when we previously drank it.
Yeah, we had. I liked the Bottle and Bond one most when we had them in person.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been great if we could have had this without knowing what we were drinking. So we give it a total objective.
Oh, that's true. We wouldn't be thinking about it. We should do some reviews like that. Where we
blind, right?
Blind.
Wow. I hate all of this.
So Ben got the numbers wrong and held up the bottle.
Other than that, he's doing great though. If you think about it.
If the screen didn't black out, I would have known, but
your blackout.
I hate it. Stop making me full screen from now on. I hate that.
Oh, you don't like it, do you? You don't like
it? No, it's because my screen goes black.
I can't. I don't like it because I can see my face really, really closely.
It's a nightmare.
You remember when they asked John McKay, what do you think about the execution of your offense? He said, I'm in favor of it. That's how I feel. Ben's execution of this prompt has gone.
I think he's getting a 10.
I really like. All right, finish. I like
about
finish.
The execution.
It's got that nice smoky note still. Caramel, vanilla, so very classic bourbon. I get a little bit more of the fruit than we get on the palate or even the nose, like a little apple to it. A little sourness, sourdoughy too. It's nice. It's a nice finish. And like I said, lip smacking good.
This is the best finish I've ever tasted.
Oh my God.
In my entire life.
I think it's average. It's not bad.
Average.
Are you factoring score the entire time, Ben?
It's good. I think you're right. I think the finish is good. It does finish a little apple-y, though. Like I can like get a little like sour apple note at the end.
I like that. I like that because it's different than anything else like that's really happening on the nose. It's not an unpleasant, weird, funky note. It's just different. So it works. Yeah. It unfolds into something pretty cool there. This is nice. This is a good pick, Ben. I wish we could do it blind, but this was a good effort on your part.
This was a really good effort.
This is the ultimate Ben effort. Not following the assignment, right? Like this is as quintessential.
I hate everything about this moment.
I hate so much of the things you choose to be. All right, let's rate this thing. All right, you get 2 points for nose, 4 for taste, 1 for finish, 1 for how well Ben follows the prompt, and 2 for value. Nose. Ben is an idiot. Ben, king of the idiots.
Dang it.
I like the nose less as it's opened up some, by the way. It's still solid, but it went from, maybe it's because I just know what it is now. But
yeah, dang it, yeah.
There is a little funk to it. Like this nuttiness is kind of like, and I think that is.
I would agree. There is a nuttiness that's like there that I don't like.
I still think it's an above average nose. I'm going to go 1.25. I think it's a solid nose. It was closer to 1.5 before, and I don't want to rip it too much, but it's solid.
1.5 for me.
Okay. I'll go 1.25. It's above average. I don't think it's elite. But I'll go 1.25 here. Taste. Sinone.
Bye. You get it, TJ? Because Byers Snow on the bench podcast.
I'm not allowed to kind use of. That moniker. Is moniker a good word for that? I'm not allowed to use that moniker anymore.
Trademark.
Is moniker the right word there?
Definitely not. Moniker.
Yeah.
I hardly know her.
Moniker's her name. I can't use that name for that game anymore.
Moniker. I barely know her.
For work.
Moniker, man, you brung her.
I'll do a story like once a week and it's insider colon and then just whatever else you're writing about and then
insider you know, colon.
So I thought you guys would appreciate every time I see it, I giggle to myself and think, there's an inside joke here somewhere. Insider. The taste. God, I wish I wasn't first. This is an above average taste. I don't think it's like
3.
2.5 for me.
Ooh.
3.5. That's not bad. Ben with a no. 3. Obviously,
straight being home homer. This thing is going to be Homer City.
Okay, let's see.
Call it the Simpsons.
Dope.
2.75. I'll split the difference for you guys.
Split the D. Nice. TJ loves splitting a good
splitting
D.
Stop splitting the D with me.
<That's> so weird. Finish. Ben, you go first here.
Finish is out of 1.
He remembers to do that.
Yeah.
Barely.
I'm going to go 0.5 here. It's not great.
Oh, wow.
I think it's average.
Make that a 0.5 for me, too. Average.
You guys are underselling this. It's a really nice lip-smacking finish. 0.75.
Ooh, wow. You really blew us away, didn't you? With your entire quarter point. Cohesiveness and complexity. I'll actually give this a 0.75.
Yeah, I would agree. 0.75 here.
0.75 as well. I think it's like it does 2/3 math. The math's not going to work here, but it
does 2/3 of
above average cohesiveness and above average complexity. It's not great at either one, but it is good at both. So 0.75 math.
1.3 repeating.
Yeah. If this does 2/3, then it's worth 3/4.
If a train leaves Boston heading 60 miles
going
an hour,
two-thirds
hey, at least
an hour.
I know how to keep my bottles blind.
It's true. Maybe it's because Ben's wearing those glasses that I hate.
He looks like Roy Scheider in it. He looks like Jaws.
I respond then.
Not the shark, right. The guy from Jaws.
So heading into value, Ben has this at a 5.75. Brendan has it at a 5.25. And I have it at a 5.25 even. So wow. Ben's a little bullish on this, a little heavy.
He admitted that he's going to be a homer.
This bottle...
It's impossible to find.
Ooh. It's not impossible to find. Huh. Restocking.
All you have to do is look at Ben's screen.
Yeah, you find it right here. You find it right here.
Man, I feel like Joe Decadence is going to love this episode.
Oh, when he listens to it in 6 weeks.
Jeez. Okay. This bottle is $32 for a liter, which means on a 0.75, like on a 7.5 basis, that's like $25. So this is a $25 bottle we're reviewing. 25 right. Doll hairs.
Can I all just right. object to that for a moment?
No.
I like the way you're breaking that down. And for yes. like a cost per ounce basis, you are accurate there.
Not per ounce.
The problem is you can't buy it in a 0.75. So you actually do have to spend the $30. So like cost per makes sense, but it's impossible to buy it at that price that you just represented it as. Brendan, thoughts on that?
Okay, it's $30 or $25. It's not that big of a difference.
I don't know.
I just in concept, like, I think Ben's right that you're getting more for you're getting more bang for your buck because you get a little bit more in that bottle. But you can't just say like, oh, it's really only $25 because you can't.
You guys didn't give, if I remember correctly, the early times bottom bond the extra like oh because it was $25 at it was 1 liter at $25 you were
well they sell it at 7.5 like 7.50s right like
no it's all you didn't have a liter no it's all liter yeah it's all liter for the early times and I had this just kind of sitting out there the WB South like we've talked about this is like $50 for a
375.
But like
that's a $100 bottle.
But it's not. So if you're going to see, this is the flaw in the logic, I guess. But it works in the. It's kind of opposite. But like this is if you took this and extrapolate out to a full bottle. But also like whenever you buy a smaller bottle, it's more money per ounce. So like if you buy a smaller bottle of ketchup than like a giant one at Costco, like it's going to be more money per ounce because you're paying more for like the
supplies and stuff. This bottle is $32 then.
I think you get both sides of it, right? Like both sides are true.
I think what Ben's going at is that it is going to be a good value per ounce, and
it's a good value regardless. This is $32 for 120 proof.
Would you call it irregardless?
This is 120 proof, so it doesn't drink like 120 proof.
120 proof.
All right. The value, man, I am going to give this a really good value. I'm going to knock it for
guess price, guess proof, guess
1792 full proof.
Guess bottle.
Brendan was right. Tied up 1-1 between TJ and I. I wish I didn't have to be a Costco member to get this because Costco and Kevin are dead to me. You don't have to?
No.
Yes, you do.
What do you mean?
They don't scan your membership. They do it.
So Sam's Clubs, you don't need it. I thought Costco, you do need to be
a Costco, you do need it.
All right. So Ben's trying to lie to gaslight.
So that actually takes the price up a little bit more if you think about it.
Like yeah, it does.
Yeah, it takes up to $140 for a bottle because you're going to buy the executive package, gold membership.
I've got an executive package
for you. Anyways, out of two. All right, so I'm setting the bar at 1.5.
This should be a two.
I think it's a high-end value. I think I could be talked into 1.75. Ben says pretty please.
Yeah, 1.75 makes a lot of sense.
Did you say pretty please?
Pretty please.
All right, 1.75 it is. I'll play.
So I'm going to go 1.5, just slightly under that, because it does sell out pretty quickly. Like it's not easy.
It's hard to find this.
Yeah. And so if this was readily available all the time, probably be a 1.75 or maybe even a 2. But it gets a little knock because, again, you have to have a membership. And even with that, like our Costco, like no Costco's locally right now have this, right? Yeah. It'll come back. I don't think it's gone forever, but you can't go get it right now. And so if we're going to mark other things off for that, we're, you know, have to kind of turnabout's fair play there. So 1.5, still a very high above average score. I think 1.75 is a little bit much for me.
1.5 for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was the highest on the value?
Yeah.
On that, Brendan. I don't think you'll be able to find a 120 proof.
120 poof.
The poof's starting to kick up a little bit. I don't think you'd be able to find that at that price point, like just about anywhere else. Like maybe,
I would agree.
Yeah. So
find it.
But it's not you. You've been able to have access to it multiple times in the past year.
It's hard to find. Anyway, continue moving on.
You know, Ben, I'm trying to help you and your shitty bourbon.
I know. I just can't agree with that statement because it's only been available once.
Twice. Yeah. They're restocking it. All right.
So. Final scores, Ben with a 7.25. He was the homer here. Brendan split us in the middle with a 7, and I had a 6.75. Composite of 7. That's not bad. That's not
a buy.
Bad at all.
That's a buy for us.
I do think. Sorry, Ben. Can you, buy Ben, take eight. Your headphones out real quick? I think if we
done this blind,
we did this blind, we would have given a little bit higher score.
Yeah.
Because I think we thought it was the wild turkey, and we were gonna try and hype it up.
We're going to gas it up. I know. Well, I mean, we did kind of trash that Michter's 10 rye last week. It was only
it wasn't that great. I agree with you. I don't think it's that great.
I'm just saying that we proved that just because we think it's, and I thought it was a Michter's toasted. TJ thought it was the Michter's 10 rye. Like just because we think it's an alkali bottle doesn't mean we have honor and integrity on the show. We may not know how to not, you know, put a bottle on front of the camera, but we do have
if the screen wasn't blackout, I would have been fine.
If the screen wouldn't blackout, then Ben would have been blackout either.
I wish I was blackout right now.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
All right, Ben. This is a good choice. Awful execution.
This is a good option.
But it was a good option. Yeah.
This is a good. Yeah, this is really good. Go back and check out Tuesday's episode where, what did we do? We talked about our Blue Note. We reviewed Blue Note. You got two reviews this week. I hope Joe Decadence is happy with his reviews. Interact with us on social media. We really enjoy that. That's all I got. It's Bourbon on a Budget everywhere for the idiot, the king of the idiots, and Ben being an idiot.
Cheers. The screen's black. I hate it. I hate everything. Now I see Brenda. You're a loser for that. lip smacking good.